From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Last week, we examined some of the influences that shaped Barack Obama. This week, it's John McCain's turn, and we start in Arizona. Nationwide, the senator faces an uphill battle against Obama, who leads in key swing states. Whether or not the Republican senator convinces Americans to elect him president, he has had no problem convincing Arizonans to send him to the Senate four times, and each time by a large margin. NPR's Ted Robbins takes a measure of McCain at home.
Maverick. Back in 1957, when Maverick was a TV series, John McCain was a student at the Naval Academy in Maryland. 30 years later, McCain entered the U.S. Senate and gradually adopted the same Western theme.
A maverick of the Senate.
The maverick.
The original Mavericks.
The persona fits well with Arizona's Old West image, a place for rugged individualists to make a new start. After all, that's what McCain did when he married his second wife, Cindy, and moved here. Arizona State professor and longtime political pollster Bruce Merrill says the voters have embraced the brand.
They admire him as a POW. They admire him as a maverick, kind of a gunslinger kind of a guy.
Problem is, McCain has taken stances opposite his own party.
The leadership of the party has been so unhappy at times that they've threatened to try recalls against him.
State Republican leaders differ with McCain on campaign finance reform, embryonic stem cell research, and most notably in this border state, immigration. In 2005, McCain unsuccessfully pushed a bill which would have granted illegal immigrants a path to citizenship. Critics called it amnesty, which he vehemently denied.
This is a $2,000 fine. This is 6 years of having to work before it becoming even eligible for green card status. It is no more amnesty than I am a Martian.
Since then, McCain has adjusted his position, calling for increased border security before any other immigration reform. Many of Arizona's Republican Party leaders endorsed his rivals during this year's presidential primaries, though they support him now. Arizona voters have always supported McCain, electing him to the Senate with 60, 56, 69, and 70% of the vote. In statewide races, Bruce Merrill says McCain has been able to attract mainstream voters.
The more conservative-leaning Democrats and independents and the more moderate Republicans. That would have been his coalition.
Over the years, voters have forgiven McCain for his involvement in the Keating Five scandal, and they apparently don't mind that he doesn't bring home the pork. Kent Wick is a Republican and the former mayor of Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it doesn't bother you that Arizona might get more money from the federal government if somebody else were in there?
We don't need more money from the federal government. We need to take care of ourselves.
There is a sense that Arizona's other senator, Republican John Kyle, is more involved with constituent services and the day-to-day issues affecting Arizona. Kyle is the workhorse. McCain's become the show horse. As Bruce Merrill points out, that's the same as the only other major party presidential nominee from Arizona.
Barry Goldwater was more of a national senator, and I think it's fair to say over the last 7, 8 years while he's been running for president that that's been true of John.
Seems to be okay with voters. P.J. Lopez is a Tucson attorney and a Democrat. He says he's not voting for McCain for president, but he likes him as a senator.
When the national media is talking about him, I don't know if it reflects positively on the state, but it's not a negative, put it that way.
McCain is expected to win his home state handily in November. Should he go on to win the presidency, he'd be the first from Arizona. If he loses, John McCain faces another run for the Senate in 2 years. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.